Welcome to Enduring Words with David Guzik, a daily devotional podcast brought to you by Enduring Word.
Today, I want to read to you from Isaiah chapter 64 and talk to you about how to ask God for help. Here we go, Isaiah chapter 64, verses 8 and 9, where we read this. But now, O Lord, you are our Father. We are the clay, and you are our potter, and all we are the work of your hand. Do not be furious, O Lord, nor remember iniquity forever. Indeed, please look, we all are your people. These verses begin with a passionate prayer for mercy, and then have an honest recognition of why the people of God were in such a low place, because of their own sin and rejection of God. They felt that God was hiding his face from them, but really they had turned away from him first. And the people of God came to understand that this was true. They came to understand that they were the problem, not God. Then Isaiah shows how to pray even when you don't deserve God's help. This was the pattern. First, he said, "But now, O Lord, you are our Father." You see, this praying one in Isaiah chapter 64, this praying one is in a desperate place. He knows that he needs the mercy of God because the justice of God condemns him. Therefore, in the appeal for mercy, he first reminds God, "You are our Father. Please, Lord, have mercy on us as a loving Father." When we cannot appeal to God on our goodness, when we cannot appeal on our obedience, when we cannot appeal on anything in us, then we can appeal to God to something in him, coming to him as our Father. Then he said, "We are the clay and you are our potter." You see, next, this praying one of Isaiah 64 appealed to God's mercy because of God's sovereign power over every life. It's like saying, "Lord, deal gently with us and mold us according to your mercy." It's something like the appeal to God as a Father, but it has more of an emphasis on the power and majesty of God as the creator of all and the shaper of all. You see, a father can never truly disown his children. A potter cannot disown the clay pot that he's made with his own hand. It's only there because he made it. This is Isaiah's way of saying, "You're stuck with us, Lord. You are our Father. You are our potter. Do something with us." Then he says, "Do not be furious, O Lord, nor remember iniquity forever." Here, the praying one of Isaiah 64 asks for mercy on account of what we might call time already served. You see, the time already served in jail often counts as part as someone's sentence or penalty, even though the sentence is already passed and the time is already passed. It's as if he prays, "Lord, you had a right to be furious with us for a time, but it's been long enough already." And then he says, "Indeed, please look, we all are your people." This praying one makes his final appeal for mercy on the simple grounds that, he says, "Lord, we're your people. We're sinners and we deserve your judgment, but we're still your people. We belong to you." Friend, it's no use coming to God as if you deserve his blessings and you deserve his help. Instead, come just as you are. Come with all your sins, all your faults, all your weaknesses, everything. Today, pray with the same heart as Isaiah's praying one, and see God answer.
Thanks for listening to Enduring Words with David Guzik. For more information about David's ministry, visit enduringword.com.